This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shleimah for kol chayli Am Yisrael, also l'schus kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishneh Hei. We were talking about people who ain leim chelek l'olam haba. We mentioned that the people of Ir Anidachas, a city that has gone astray and has served Avodah Zarah, they're all not, the people of that city that are all killed, they all don't have a chelek l'olam haba. And then we started learning various different limudim, things, halachas of Ir Anidachas from all the different parts of the pasuk. And we're going to continue on that now. Hake sake es and v'goymer. What does it say in the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, hake sake es kol yoishvei ira hu levi charev. You shall surely kill all the people that are in that city by the sword. So what is that coming to tell us? That people who are living in that city, those are the ones that are counted as the people who are part of this majority of the city. So what happens if there are people that are passing through? Hachameres v'agameles. The people, a wagon train or a donkey train or a camel train. In other words, people that are passing through, but they, in those days especially, they used to have it, that they were in caravans, a whole bunch of people together so that they should be able to support each other as they go through the wilderness that's between one city and the next. But they sometimes spent time in a city before they were ready to move on to the next city. If they were spending more than 30 days in the city, they're considered as if they're inhabitants of the city. They're considered as if they're the residents of the city. What does that make a difference? If they can sway, if they haven't served Avodah Zarah, their number, whoever is in that caravan, can sway the majority or the minority. Or if they have, unfortunately, they could sway it the other way. Hachameres v'agameles, the caravans, ha'oiveres mimokim lemokim, that travel from one place to the next, ha'rei elu matzilin oisam, they could save them, if they're there for 30 days, they can save them to be considered, if they didn't deen the Avodah Zarah, that they are other, that they're more adding to, that it doesn't become a majority. Let's say it's exactly 51%. And now suddenly, when counting the wagon trains that are in the city, you can realize that it's really 50-50. So that's not roiv anymore. It's not majority. Hachrim oisa v'es kol hasheba v'es behemta l'ficharev. You shall ruin everything, destroy everything, and everything. The oisa meaning the city itself, inhabitants. Kol hasheba, everything, meaning the possessions that are in it, that's behemta, and even the animals that are in it, lefi charev, by the sword, they're killed by the sword. Mikan amru, so they say, learn from there that nichse tzadikim shebesoicha, the possessions, even of the people who did not serve Avodah Zarah, they're tzadikim, but they're in the city, oivdin, they also get lost, they get brought to the city square, and they get burned together with everything else. However, if it belongs to a tzaddik, somebody who is not serving Avodah Zarah, and it happens to be outside of the city limits or the city walls, shebechutzala, even though it belongs to someone who's in the city, but that's a person who's part of the minority who didn't serve Avodah Zarah, platin, they get saved. V'shel reshoim. But if it's in the possessions of a person who was serving Avodah Zarah, Bein Shebesoicha, whether it's inside of it, Bein Shebechutzala, whether it's outside of the city, Harei Elu Oivdin, those get burned, as we said before, get taken to the city square and they get burnt over there. Yashar Koach and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.